Trends at Smile, this is Most Clicked, a podcast about digital marketing in the higher education sector. I'm your host, Nathan, co-founder at Smile. I'm joined by my other co-founder, Matt Lees, and also Kyle Campbell from The Education Marketer. So this week, we are talking about, Kyle?
It's the Great State. We have a report from an digital agency called The Great State on digital experience for students in higher ed. It's a big one. It's chunky. So I think I'm going to pull out a few key things here, aren't we, and just go through them. I'll go first. So the one that stood out to me is probably it's a little bit of weigh in. 81% of those students that they surveyed would like their university to provide a digital experience that stays with them after they graduate. Now, that surprises me because it's always a bit of a nightmare to keep in touch with students once they leave. So I think there's definitely a bit of a gap there. And it's interesting the sentiment from students in that regard, because I know there's a lot of talk in government and policy in general about introducing lifelong learning loans for students so they can re-engage with education at their institution at any point in their career, which I think is really cool. But I know for sure that there's definitely more alumni teams sort of searching this area and creating more compelling post-graduation experiences. So I didn't know the demand was that high in the market, to be honest. It's always been a bit of a battle in the past to keep students engaged. But knowing that, you know, people are willing to have high quality digital platforms post-graduation, that there's perhaps a need for them in terms of professional development, I think that's a really interesting insight and definitely something I'll be running with.
It's a great report, isn't it? I mean, this seems to be the sort of thing that you'd expect from UCAS, really. It's very, very thorough. Matt, what did you take from it?
Similar stuff to Kyle, really. When I first saw the report, it turns out that it was a little different to what I initially expected. And I think at first I kind of thought it was going to be around marketing experience, but it's not. It seems way more focused around the experience of students once they're enrolled, so about marketing experience. But similar to Carl, there's some really interesting bits in there, things that I just wasn't aware of. So that, you know, there's one point where the report details the demand from different genders for different pieces of digital experience, and some of the things on there were like managing accommodation from your phone and booking services and sports and societies and things from your phone as well, things that I would have never really considered as an option, certainly weren't around when I went to university.
There's angles in here around community building as well, and you know, I think a lot of community building in universities often happens in like the classroom and lecture theatre between students, but I definitely think there's a big gap for digital tools to foster community building. And you know, looking at some just notes, another big stat here which is really compelling, 86% of students agree that good digital experiences help build that sense of community. And you know, I think as marketers sometimes we think, oh well, you know, once they're here in that experience, we kind of take that back seat. But I think there's plenty of options available for marketers to help foster community building. You know, building like community groups around certain subject areas, you know, providing live events for applicants, things like that. We do a lot of that already, I guess, but you know, we don't often look at it for a piece of focused activity around community building and helping students connect and feel like they belong and help them make friends. it's really cool to see that message coming through loud and clear there.
There's some interesting stuff just looking at it here that really aligns with that as well, which is kind of this, the universities say that there's an ambition to be more digital, but often than not, the appetite for the organizational change required to make this easy. So that there is this ambition that universities want to be easy. There's also another one, which is there is a drive to be more user-centered. Yeah. And then sadly, the points that come after it are kind of like, oh, but we kind of struggle to actually achieve that ambition. So the ones that stick out to me as kind of head nerd of our trio is everyone is struggling with technical legacy, and rich data is often held but not being used to its full potential to drive personalized student experiences. Hmm. You know, this is it, and it's how then do universities get past those struggles?
You mentioned this in another episode, didn't you, about data not being quite utilized as much as it could be from analytics, for instance. And my general sentiment is that, you know, it's getting better, but yeah, I think there are inherent challenges about how it's used at scale. I know from my own experience working in the universities, there's often really advanced systems in place and they do incredible things. But too often it's about exporting the data in a spreadsheet and moving it over somewhere else. It's actually quite frightening, the what is being transferred in that way. It's all legally compliant. It's just very manual.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's just they don't, nothing really feels like it ever talks to one another very well.
No, the human becomes the bridge.
Yeah, yeah. And it's never particularly slick, you know?
No. That's a good way to look at it.
So, Matt, you had a really good point, though, right? Oh, I forgot what it was now. We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah, I think it strikes me that although the report seems heavily focused around the experience of enrolled students, that there's lots of alignment that we can bring to our area of expertise in marketing. And, you know, you touched there, Nathan, on technologies and legacy technology and things like that. So it feels like whilst it's not in our swim lane, there's a lot of things that we could take, learnings that we could take into our swim lane within the marketing world.
100%. Like the whole technical legacy and technical debt and personalized data, I mean, as Kyle's alluded to there, this is stuff that we deal with when we're working on jobs. And so I guess it's so relevant that the takeaway here is go read this, because even if it's not about marketing, I feel like there are so many parallels to the marketing work that the good people of our audience will belong to. Yeah. It's got to be worth a read. What your point, Kyle, was what that these people read customer surveys.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, loads of private businesses, like, you know, we have customer experience surveys, right? And marketers are all over that. So it's just kind of, it's very similar to what's been done here. And, you know, I can say, like, I live in this sort of stuff. I haven't heard of this company before. But, you know, I've learned quite a bit from this, just the bit of reading I've done in it. So there's some new stuff in here for people. And it's definitely worth getting this perspective on your desktop and picking it up when you have a bit of time to dive in. Because it's like, how many pages is it now? It's about 30, isn't it? It's not.
Well, my only criticism, of course, being that it is a blasted PDF. It's such a shame that a report on digital experience is delivered
in a PDF
in the worst experience. But it's big, it's chunky, you know, it's 30 pages or whatever. So, but it, you know, it's a good read. It's totally worth it. We'll drop the link below.
Yeah, just don't read it on your mobile, because it will be not ideal.
No sir. Right, well, thank you as always, and thank you to our subscribers. Much love. If you've liked today's content, drop us a like down below, and until next time, see you soon.